the end of the world? Yes, it is the end of the world. And it's also the beginning. The beginning of a brand new, solid Juggalo world for us all to enjoy.
Get the shit started every fucking week. I have to readjust and redo everything. That's why it's always a fucking, it's a crapshoot whether or not the sound and video is going to work properly.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm not really needed for the show. I'm just here for someone for him to talk to. He does all the technical shit, and it's like every week, man.
You're an integral part of this operation. Don't belittle yourself like that, Carver.
I guess so. But yeah, it's like I get here and I sit here for 20 minutes while he's trying to fix the shit. And then he says it's ready to go. And I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much. That's how podcasting works. Like fucking Alexis said. Well, we got all kinds of cool stuff to talk about. I'm going to pull up my notes here because I have all kinds of random things to talk about.
But. Yeah, there's some shit that was going on I was looking at this week. As far as, you know, some things going on in the community.
Yeah, tell me.
And some things that, you know, some, I guess, allegations or just some concerns, maybe, what I think.
Okay, of what?
So the episode we were talking about the Gong Show.
Yeah.
And we were expressing concerns about, like, Jay and why he was so mad and why he was, you know, he looked really mad, did he not? Did it seem like he was off?
He did, but I do want to address that because I had a thought about that. I mean, I'll let you finish your thought, but I did watch the Juggalo Family Feud, which I haven't finished it, but he has some moments during that seemed a little off too, but I want to get to that, but my feelings have kind of changed on the Gong Show, this situation.
Okay, so you think it's more of his act?
I think so, because he's doing it. He was doing it on the Family Feud also, like to an extent, but he was way more like jovial, like, you know, just kind of being like silly.
Okay.
The Gong Show, I think it came off like mean, but I think he was more like shit-talking the production, you know? Cause,
yeah.
Because, maybe he did, I don't know. Maybe I'm projecting or misunderstanding or just. I mean, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But
well, you know, when we were watching it, I was really concerned that like he was expecting a lot from it, and he was disappointed that it wasn't like as good as he thought. It wasn't up to his standards of wanting it to be on TV and this and that. And then I thought he was yelling at contestants or he was just like yelling and it was making everybody like feel uncomfortable and it was, you know, cringy and stuff like that. I may have looked too far into it. Either way, I was looking around on YouTube and looking at some other Juggalo videos and podcasts on YouTube. And it seemed like there were some other Juggalos that thought the same way or at least one other Juggalo that's like pretty big on YouTube.
What Juggalo?
Thought the same way. A guy named Blue, a guy named goes by the name of Blue.
He's like your boy Blue.
The boy Blue. Yeah.
I know of him.
Apparently he put out a video. Like
he followed us today, I think, on Twitter.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm not here to talk shit about the boy Blue. I'm actually kind of fascinated with his content because I watch it and I don't understand the content he puts out. I don't really get it.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I mean, my feeling again, not shitty. He's kind of like oversaturating his like market.
Well, yeah, no.
But it seems to be working for him, which is flabbergasting, but
I don't get this. Apparently he's one of the biggest Juggalo YouTubers, right?
I guess, yeah.
But then I look at his videos and they get like 20 hits and no comments. And it's like he puts out like 10 videos a day. And it's like it's just like him sitting there, like he's watching videos of himself, which to me I thought was funny. He'll like get on there and he'll be like, "What's up, Juggalos?" And he'll put on a video and he'll just watch his own video. And I'm like, "What is his content? I don't get it." But I'm strangely fascinated by it.
Yeah, okay.
Like his personality is weird. Is like weird, but it's like I'm just like, man, what is this guy? He's like an enigma and weird to me.
Let's keep it real. He's kind of a goofball, but he's got like he's a standard Juggalo. I mean, seems like a cool guy. I'm sure we would get along with him great. He's just like he's very into putting himself out there.
Yeah, he loves putting. He like it seems like he lit. It almost seems like maybe he doesn't have anything else to do but live on the internet.
He's constantly making like, I'm not on TikTok, but I see like he posts his TikToks on YouTube Twitter and everything else. I'm sure.
Yeah. I saw, a lot of it, like three of his videos are saying the same thing. Like I'm going viral on TikTok, y'all. Yeah. I'm blowing up on TikTok, juggalos. And then he'll get on YouTube and he'll play his TikTok video on YouTube and he'll sit there and watch it and be like, see, I'm blowing up, y'all.
It's so funny.
But, yeah, I don't know. And he does the juggalo drama thing I've looked at. And it seems like he kind of feeds on maybe the juggalo drama.
Definitely. That's how juggalo channels get their views for the most part. Yeah. That's pretty safe to say, like, there's what, a handful, five, like, bigger juggalo podcasts. That's not including us. That all their best, most watched videos are all like drama, like shit, ICB versus Twisted Clapback and shit like that.
Yeah.
And obviously that's what juggalos are out there searching for, clicking on and shit. But you know, that's not really our bag, but if it works for you, great. But
I mean, maybe that's why, how we got, you know, what followers we do have. Maybe it was because of our drama we had went out before I went into the coma.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's something to that for sure.
When I was all, you know, when I was with that girl.
Yes, I recall.
And maybe we were kind of like going, we were at each other's throat each week.
Yes.
Maybe that's where, you know, that kind of, but that's not me anymore. So don't, you know, juggalos don't expect anything like that. You know,
of course not.
That part of my memory is gone, thankfully, due to the coma.
Well, but Alexis has said that you were his favorite host pre coma, but
oh really?
Yeah, well, he said he dropped a JK. But yeah, I mean, what, you gonna say something about that?
Well, I was just gonna say not to talk about Boy Blue, but I'm talking about his video. He seemed like he expressed Jay being on pills because the title of his video was "Is Jay Doing Too Many Pills?" Now,
I'm a firm believer in your boy Blue watched our podcast and is just rehashing it.
I kind of thought that. I was like, did nobody really pay attention to how Jay was acting? And then like they saw it on it. I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to go into that. But
it's purely speculation. I think anyone who's doing similar content to us is copying us. Is what I'm saying.
But so to me, what I'm getting at is, to me, I think that ICP are overexposing themselves with all this House Party Peep Show, putting out this music, trying to put out Yum Yum, putting out all these songs. And to me, it seems like they're overexposing themselves.
But you don't think touring all year and then making an album the other half of the year is like a similar work?
Remember back in the day, they would drop off the map. They would come out with an album and everybody, and then they would do a tour.
Sure.
And then they might put out like a little CD, like a sideshow or a compilation. And then that's all they would do. And like, that was plenty.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
You know, and then they had their website.
You think they're spreading themselves too thin?
I think they're spreading themselves too thin. And I think juggalos are seeing it.
Yeah.
In Jay on how he's acting.
Okay. Oh.
And, so what I'm saying is I'm not the only one that thought Jay was acting weird.
Yeah.
Maybe under the influence of something.
Okay. Your boy Blue picked up on it too, is the point.
So, and then there were people, I was reading comments, people thought maybe he was drinking during that or something like that. Either way, I don't give a fuck what Jay does. He's a grown boy. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. I really don't care. It's more of a concern. I'm concerned about Jay. You know what I mean? I know he has mental health problems. I suffer from some mental health too. I know how it can be when you're spreading yourself thin and you have expectations that don't get met. It can really fuck with you. That another thing, that being said, people are apparently seeing it in Shaggy as well.
Okay.
So what I've seen is, and I don't know because I have not, I didn't see the actual clip, but apparently Shaggy went off on some fans on his podcast.
Okay.
I don't know what it means by going off, but apparently he yelled or he got mad or something like that.
Now, on a recent one, because I've actually been listening to Shaggy and the Creep like the last few weeks.
Yeah, apparently on a recent one. Yeah.
Like, hey, they spend the episodes are like 90 minutes and they spend, or 2 hours even, and they spend probably 3/4 of the show just reading like super chats.
Yeah.
And which we'll get to that in a second. But So some of them, they like Juggalos are just saying like something stupid. He's like, well, I don't know what the fuck that is. So, you know, fuck off or whatever. You know, he says funny shit, but
well, yeah, he's Shaggy. He's normal Shaggy.
Like like I said, I've probably watched and listened to the last, I'd say 5 episodes, and I haven't thought of anything like that, but I don't know.
Now, they do just a Patreon where you can't watch it on YouTube, right?
Maybe you're getting at something there, because I only watch they do it on Twitch typically, I think, but then it, the podcast gets released as a podcast, and that's how I've been listening to it. Okay. So I think every now and then he'll get with the creep and do like another show during the week or something. And maybe it's something like that I'm not privy to, but.
I'd have to look into it more. I don't really want to speak on it too much because I don't know exactly. These are just me reading comments and seeing other videos of Juggalos about this.
If any Juggalos are listening or watching and know what the fuck is going on there, like, let us know, because we can't possibly consume everything. So we got to spread out, come together, whatever, mobilize.
Yeah. Yes, that's what we need to do. And I'm telling you, what I'm saying is I think they're spreading themselves too thin. And Shaggy apparently when he got mad, he said they were doing too much.
Okay.
He basically said, like, we're already doing too much. Mm. So if that's what he said and that's how he feels that they're spread thin and they're doing too much. Jay may be feeling the same way.
Mm.
And it just may be getting to them.
Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to hear what he said, because it could have been something as stupid as, like, I mean, we all know your boy Blue. I'm assuming it's who you got this information from.
No, the boy Blue thing was the pill thing.
Okay.
There was another Juggalo video I watched of some guy talking about, I don't even remember who he is.
Okay. Well, let me rephrase it then. We know Juggalo shows usually thrive on the drama. The shows that thrive on the drama, they might be known to kind of twist or look too much into certain things. Like, it could have been something as stupid as Shaggy's like, some Juggalo's like, when you coming to Australia? Or he's like, I don't fucking know. We're already doing too much over here, you stupid fuck.
Yeah,
or something like that. And
it could be.
It could have gotten just like somebody's like, oh wow, he's mean.
I just
they're already trying to cancel him.
I'm just concerned more than anything. And I really do think that it's getting to him. I do. Maybe not like to a point where it's going to crash them and they can't do anything. And Juggalos, we can't do it, man. We got to stop. Like, I don't ever think that, but I do think they're wore thin. They're wore out. They're mentally
sure.
Wore out.
Yeah, I'm sure that's, I mean, they work fucking hard, man. Yeah. So I wouldn't doubt it. You know, it sucks to see them in that mood, but.
And it's stressful.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Every now and then they're going to snap a little bit on camera, you know, so I don't hold that against them. That's human nature.
And I'm definitely not holding them against them. I don't care that they're snapping.
Just we're concerned as like fans of them as humans.
They're
know?
Getting older. They're and stress will kill you, man. Stress will kill you.
Yeah, you're right. Speaking of Shaggy show, we got to address the what I believe to be probably the biggest moment in Deck Wendell history. Would you consider what I'm about to show the biggest moment in Deck Wendell history?
Yes, actually, yes.
All right. Take a fucking load of this, Juggalos, all right? If you haven't seen this, you're about to flip your fucking wig, all right? This is Shaggy on last week's show. Hold on. Oh, fuck. You can't hear it. I hype it up and then fucking mess it up, of course. Make sure Twitter is turned up here. Oh, see? Oh, is there a volume on this? Hold on. It might be on the actual Twitter video. It's up. What the
it's
fuck?
Up. What the fuck's going down?
Oh, okay. Here it is.
Of course you're. My name, too.
Right. And two of the greatest Juggalo podcasts, Beneath the Dirt and Deck One Delt. So shout out to fucking Todd Cockerham.
Yep.
/ Usher.
Much love, Cockerham.
And the two of the greatest Juggalo podcasts known as Beneath the Dirt. And Deck One Delt.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Shaggy endorsed. Whether he knew what the fuck he was talking about or not.
So he said it twice, by the way.
We are officially endorsed by half of ICP.
Co-signed by half of ICP. He said it twice. And you know what? The only thing that would make that better is if he whispered those sweet words into my ear.
Yeah, you're right.
In bed.
Like, you're the best Juggalo podcast out there.
Exactly.
I would love that,
so
man.
If you're listening, Shaggy, come on, man.
I want
make
Shaggy
dream come true.
I want Shaggy on one side and Jay on the other telling us. It's okay.
Oh, Jesus.
But no,
Christ.
Man, that's it. That dude, I saw that and that blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, man. That was cool. I saw a comment that said, hey, Shaggy said something about you guys. And I was like, wait, what? Yeah.
Because, well, I thought it was in, like, last week during the show, Shaggy the Creep was live, and I went and made a dumb comment, like, hey, come on Josh's show instead or something. And then, like, after the show, we got a comment saying, like, Shaggy actually shouted
maybe
you out.
He was talking shit.
I was like, oh, shit. Oops. You know? Shit. And then, Beneath the Dirt was the other podcast shouted out there, which he seems like a really cool dude. Highly recommend check his shit out. But whoever, Juggacrow 17, which was the guy's name.
Yeah, Juggacrow 17, thank you.
Yeah, really cool move.
That was awesome.
He got the super chat. He got us shouted out, so we really appreciate that, man.
And he didn't even really care if we shouted him out. We were like, hey, man. And he's just like, no, man, I just think you guys are cool.
Showing us love. And I don't think he's commented on anything prior, too.
Yeah,
so,
man, it's weird. Like, it took us by surprise.
Yeah.
Some other juggalo we don't know went on Shaggy's show and super chatted to get us shouted out. Like, we had no clue about it. That's cool as fuck.
Yeah, man, that was incredible.
It just we're just getting sideswiped by this news, and we're like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, man, it was such a surreal moment. I literally gathered my family around. My brother and my dad were over. I was like, gather around, family. I'm gonna show you what I've been building toward my entire life. So I proudly held the video up like this, like looked at them like, and like they're like, wow, like you've done it, man. You really did it. My dad finally hugged me for the first time ever and said, you've done it, son. I'm proud of you.
Done it.
Just kidding.
I showed my wife. I was like, hey, look at this. And she was like, what? She didn't even know the name of our podcast. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, she was like,
oh, shit.
I was like, that's an ICP guy. She's like, oh, that's an ICP guy. And I was like, yeah. And he said the name of our podcast. Oh, cool. And like, she didn't give a fuck.
That's so funny, man. An ICP guy. That's
an
so
ICP
funny
guy.
All right. Secret admirer. Let's see. Y'all beneath really do be having the best juggalo podcast. Thank you, Carlos Cardenas. You're the man.
Thanks, man.
All right. So I know we have other stuff we want to touch on and everything. I hope he's ready. Let me see if he's in here. All right. So we're gonna do our new segment that we debuted last week called Juggalo Origin Stories. All right.
Okay, hell yeah, man. This is number two, right?
Part two. So we got a homeboy, friend of the show. Here he comes. Let me see if I can make sure I get him in here. You probably won't be able to hear him right away, but I'll fix it quickly. There he is, Marcus.
What's up, bro? Right.
Let me make sure I can hear you, bro. I think I might have you muted on Zoom itself. Let me make sure. Oh yeah. See? Oh, ask to unmute. There. Unmute, Marcus.
All right.
Yeah, whoa, there you are. Yeah, we can hear you, man.
Thank you, guys.
What's going on, man?
All right. What's cracking, dude?
Not much. I'm really fucking excited about this. You know, I'm not going to lie. I've been looking forward to it. This is crazy. I'm on the fucking big screen.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, thanks for joining us, man.
Man, thank you, for real.
Yeah, you're one of the first fans that, like, reached out and, like, really, you know, broke it down and told us that you really like what we were doing and shit. And it as much as you say we helped you, man, you helped us want to keep doing this show. And that's legit, for real.
Yeah, yeah. That
brought me back into listening to ICP. I've been with y'all since y'all's Fearless Red Fury review. And before then, I was kind of out of the loop very much. And
yeah,
I was just wondering if there's fucking Juggalo podcasts. I was just curious one day, like, and I found you guys. I was like, this is what the fuck I wanted. Like, y'all talk about it in a very interesting and, you know, intelligent way, I think. Like,
well, thanks, man.
That's kind of what we, before we did it, that's kind of what we, you know, we were like, man, we're basically creating what we wanted to hear as well, you know, so.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool juggalos out there, man. We've been in this scene for a long time. We've met them at shows. We meet them at gatherings. And a lot of the juggalos like us have already fallen out of it. And, you know, especially in our friend group and stuff like that too. So, you know, we still, every time we would get together, we would talk about ICP and shit. So,
oh yeah, every
you know,
time.
This is just a natural progression. We were already doing podcasts and shit. So, you know, we love ICP. We wanted to put something out there that like Carver said, we wanted to listen to. And everybody else, like we've been talking about, but there are a lot of just drama shows. We just want to talk about the clowns, man. That's it.
Yeah, man. Just go, just deep dive in what they've done and what it's done to this community.
Yeah. Well,
you guys have talked about songs that I had forgot about or never heard before, like some of the Forgotten Freshness shit. And it just, you know, the carnival keeps fucking expanding and it hits you again and it gets wonderful again. And I just didn't think that that was, you know, there for me personally anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that I grew out of it or whatever the fuck, but it's you guys made me excited about it.
It's a carnival, man. Everybody loves going back to the carnival, you know? I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, and you know, it's similar for us too, man. We fell out of it here and there, months, years at a time.
Oh, yeah, man.
And you know, but the feeling's still there, like, honestly, like, as corny as it may seem. Like, when you listen to it, when we go back, and a lot of times when we're doing these reviews, it's us listening to it for the first time in years. Like, we typically don't even prepare, like listen to the album. Yeah. It's just, we're just listening to it and be like, oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Like, this was it. This song was the shit. You know, we're remembering at the moment, so.
Like, today we're doing Black Rain. I haven't listened to that in probably 10 years.
I couldn't name one song on Black Rain. Yeah. I was wondering what we were reviewing today. I didn't look it up. I was like, is it Tempest? Is it Eye of the Storm? What is next? Like,
yeah, we're gonna be getting back to ICP, but we wanted to, before we got into, like, Deck 2 and shit, we just wanted to touch on some of the, of course, Juggalo classics that we may have overlooked. So we're just kind of bouncing around, man. We're doing polls on Twitter if anybody wants to vote. I mean, I've been putting them out a few days in advance, and more people voted on Black Rain, so that's what we're doing.
Oh, yeah, man.
Are y'all going to do Big Money Hustlers?
Oh, man, that would be really sweet. We should do, like, a viewing party or something. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I would love to see it.
Yeah, hell, I thought about that, too. Give me an excuse to watch it again. Yeah. That's another thing I haven't watched in, like, 10 years.
Yeah, same. And I've probably watched that movie more than any other movie.
I've seen it quite a bit as well.
It was just, like, 50 times in 2 years, you know?
50 times in 2 years, and you haven't seen it since.
Yeah, exactly. So what's up, Mark? How old are you? What kind of age group? You could be 21 or 33. I can't tell.
Thank you. I'm 24. I'm 24.
All right. that wasn't a dig. You know, you're a strapping young lad.
I was going to guess below 25.
Yeah. how long you been down, man? When did you get into ICP?
Dude, okay, so my uncle got me into it. I must have been in the first grade. My first CD ever was Hell's Pit. There used to be a website, I think it was like Yahoo Music or some shit, where you could listen to music before you could just listen to music. Mm. And I liked Slipknot because of my uncle, who was 7 years older, and they recommended ICP, the website did. And I was like, this shit's fucking something.
Yeah. Right.
And he was the one who was really into it, and I just wanted to be cool and, you know, like what he liked. And, you know, he got me into it, took me to my first show when I was 11, the Old Shit Tour.
Hell yeah. Oh, that's a great first show, the Old Shit, you know?
Hey, man, at 11 years old, I couldn't imagine that, man.
I was like 14. My dad was taking me, so not too far off. But yeah, 11's pretty young. That's pretty cool, man. You had a cool-ass uncle. And cool, I mean, were your parents there? Like, they let you go to these fucking shows?
Yeah, I mean, they let me go. They had no problem with me listening to the music or anything like that, you know, for better or worse. But yeah, since first grade, I was just completely enveloped by the imagination of it all and the music. And it was my favorite band. I had the t-shirts in elementary school, you know, and teachers told me I couldn't wear them and shit. I had to turn them inside out.
Imagine that shit, man. Yeah. First grade. Yeah, that's listening to ICP wearing t-shirts. Like,
that's so cool, man.
I mean, I was in eighth grade when I first heard them. So, I mean, that's a big difference.
Yeah, dude. You know what I mean? Dude, I have an 11-year-old, and like, I play ICP around her sometimes, and like, I just feel kind of icky about it. I'm like, all right, like, you know, so, like a very inappropriate song will come on. Like, ooh. You what?
I think it's a good thing that you feel that way.
Like, yeah. 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 I could see it like not being that great, but thankfully my kids, I fuck with them, and I'll say shit like, what do you guys want to listen to? They're like, I don't know. I'm like, all right, we'll go listen to ICP. Fuck yeah. They're all like, oh no. Like, they all fucking hate ICP, man. It's pretty funny. The next generation is not too keen on them, I'm telling you that. But nevertheless,
my uncle would like explain to me the meaning of certain lyrics and like what they were trying to say here and stuff like that, and the positive message behind it all. And I just kind of, you know, ate it up, and he kind of broke it down similar to how you guys do, I feel like.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what's up, man. It sounds like you and your uncle were like pretty close then. Like,
very much so. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, man. What about, sorry, did you have a question?
I was just say, so when like you were 11 first listening to him, did you like seek out like what they looked like and get online and look them up and try to watch videos of it? Or was it just the music?
I would look up everything I could. There was like fan art, but like the internet was like still fairly young. Like there was this one fan art picture I remember. It was the clown from Slipknot fighting ICP. Do y'all remember that at all? It was a picture that was on the internet. And
it's probably still on there.
Videos, whatever the fuck I could find, you know, I just, that was just my shit. Like I was like, this is cool. I don't completely understand it, but it makes me feel good. They're funny. There's just so much to appreciate. It surprised me for the longest time how hated they were.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what? I don't understand. But
well, I think part of that too, man, is like around that, like being that young, first of all, getting into music at all, I think is kind of unique because I mean, most kids don't give a fuck about music until they're, you know, teenager for the most part.
Middle school is usually when you start breaking in.
Yeah, I guess 11 would that would probably be right then. But for you to be that young, getting into a group like ICP that is like, I mean, breaking out of every norm possible, like that was probably an interesting a way for like your musical taste to form kind of around ICP at that age, you know.
I'd say so. I mean, nowadays I listen to just about every genre. I'd say my music taste is pretty big, but the fact that it did start out with ICP and like ICP only, pretty much, like that was like all I listened to for a while is kind of weird. But it just felt like, it felt like comic books to me, you know. It felt like science fiction. It was horror. It just all the stuff kids like, you know.
Yeah. Like I don't think I never really listened to rap at all, like as a kid. And again, I got into ICP when I was around 14. I didn't really listen to rap, but I had friends that listened to like Red Hot Chili Peppers and Nirvana and shit. And like that stuff was fine to me, but it was just I didn't give a fuck about it. Like I didn't understand what they were saying. Like I was young and shallow, didn't understand what the fuck the meaning lyrics literally meant. But ICP was like one of the first groups that like, well, the first group I ever heard like tell a wacky story, you know, in a song, like like being goofy, saying funny things, cussing, like, I mean, all of that kind of mixed together. The fact that they're clowns obviously adds to it, but it was just such a slap in the face, like as like there's cool shit out there, like it's here it is, you know.
And you can't get it anywhere else. There's nowhere else for that.
Yeah,
for what they provide, that's completely unique, I think.
And I know a lot of kids my age who I kind of were friends with, again, I mentioned those other bands, but a lot of kids were into like Korn and Slipknot and shit back then. And even that shit was like too much for me. I've since started liking shit like that. But even back then, man, like I could not get into that shit. I just didn't give a fuck. And like ICP was the first band to make me like give a fuck about lyrics in general, you know?
Yeah, they have a way of sucking you in.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead, man.
I don't have nothing to say. Come on. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're good, man. So what was the, you said Hell's Pit was the first thing you ever listened to at 11 years old. You're over here listening to fucking, I cut the head off the, whatever.
That was the first CD I bought. The first thing I heard was probably Homies. Like a lot of people, that was like your most popular shit.
Yeah, see, that's a good wholesome song to get introduced into ICP.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you know, some of the lines in there are pretty hardcore, but it's a very wholesome, down to earth, like feel good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not one of my favorites of the first deck at all, but it does have a special place in my heart. I think Suicide Hotline is just hard as fuck and genius. And
yeah, I was literally thinking of that song today. It just like popped in my head. I was like singing. I was like, damn, that shit is so good. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, it's just
that
like,
one sticks with you, man.
Yeah,
it really does.
It really does.
You can show that to anybody, regardless if they like, as long as you don't tell them it's ICP.
Yeah,
is they won't judge it. And ICP has a few songs like that, I think. Like, you can't just play somebody who's not into them any song without worrying that they're gonna like hate on it or some shit. Like, they do have them. They do have like commercially friendly songs like that.
I've done that before, like at work or something. I've played ICP on my phone and didn't tell anybody who it was, and they're like, "Oh, that sounds pretty cool. Who is it?" And as soon as you tell them it's ICP, man,
yeah, dude,
it's a completely different story.
I know.
It's just so crazy how people will fight what they naturally like hearing, but just because of who they are.
I know. And it's so weird. Like, I mean, being on the outside looking in or inside looking out, whatever. Like when you're in it, like it's unfathomable. Like somebody could not like understand and think it was cool. But like there's plenty of music I'm like, yeah, that's just, I ain't listening to that shit, you know, but, you know, I listen
you
to
want to share it with everyone.
Yeah.
You want to tell all your friends about it. You want them to like it too, because, and it's like, they just don't understand if they're not a part of it. Yeah. And you just want so bad that you could like put that feeling in them. Like check out how like cool this shit feels. Like,
yeah, man.
Listening to the Juggalo family or Pass the Axe, and you feel that feeling of unity, you know, that you're not alone, that you have friends, like, this shit's cool.
There's other weirdos out there like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
and they're weirder.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. A lot of weirder cool ones, but you know, like all those fucking weird Juggalos will give you a hug. First time you meet them, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most hardcore people I've met have been Juggalos, man, and I'm just like, they living in a whole another world than I'm from, but they're right there to accept you in, you know.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. It's great. Have you Marcus, you've been down since you were 11. That puts you down for 13 years here, something like that.
I've been down for longer. I've been down 15. Since the first grade.
Okay.
How old are you in first grade? That's what?
You're like 8, yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Okay. That's a long ass time. So yeah, that's like 16 years. Yeah, that's a long ass time, man. Like what? You get introduced to ICP, Helmies. You get Hell's Pitch, your first album. Like, so what's the next progression? I'm always curious, like where you go from there. You know, like especially as someone who got into it way later than obviously we did. Like, it's interesting to see how that plays out.
Very loosely, it was things like Great Malenko getting the CD. It was Big Money Hustlers on DVD. Backyard Wrestling, the video game. That was huge.
Hell yeah.
I've wanted to talk about that for a while too.
I mean, like, it's just little things. Like, finding anything you can. Like, back in those days for me, it was like, if I saw their faces on something, it was like finding a rare fucking artifact. Like,
yeah,
you don't just see this in the wild. Like, you have to look at this on your computer, and apparently nobody at your fucking school knows what you're talking about. Yeah. So people don't know about this shit, but you read on the internet that people know about this shit. You see footage at concerts, but just anything that had them on it. Like, I remember watching wrestling and seeing like a Hatchet Man sign in the background and being like, what the fuck? Like, that's
so cool.
That's secret.
Yeah, man.
You started seeing Hatchet Man in wrestling crowds, I think in 97 was when I first started seeing him in the background crowds of like WWF and WCW.
Yeah, I was during the, it must have been during the, yeah, I was watching the Juggalo Family Feud from last month. I was just watching it today. And Jay's wearing this fucking sweet, like, I don't know if it's a hockey or football, hockey jersey, where it has like the Juggalo Funhouse like picture on it, the Hocus Pocus. But it was a flyer. He's like, see this jersey? This was the flyer for our Great Malenko Going Gold party. He said, this is the exact flyer. He said, we're going to auction this off, Juggalos, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But on the back, it actually said, like, I don't know if it said like Gold Malenko or something. It said 98. It was fucking sweet. But nevertheless, he said that, he said, and you know what? At that party was the first time Vince McMahon called us during that party.
Oh, shit.
And invited us to come be in WWF. I was like, whoa, like, he's like, that was such a big fucking day, Juggalo. I was like, yeah, just going on and on about it.
It's funny about Juggalos have like a parallel kind of thing with ICP, how ICP always tell these stories about how all this shit lined up for them perfectly. A lot of Juggalos have that same kind of story too, where like just everything lined up in a certain way to where everybody came together. It's weird, man.
We believe in magic. It's because we believe in magic. We were groomed to believe in supernatural and shit like that. And
fucking miracles, man.
Fucking karma, man. How fucking flesh is that?
Fucking magnets, bro. It's karma, I mean,
miracles.
We're all magnetized towards the fucking carnival, bro. It just pulled us in. You know,
it is, man. It's, you know, it's, I don't know. There's something about it. My question was being that young, getting into ICP, and your mind's still kind of developing philosophically. So does ICP point you to a direction of like philosophically coming to terms with what like life is about and things like that?
I would definitely say yes, but I'll also say that I had a huge advantage having that uncle who was a good guy and that much older than me, having kind of like spelling some stuff out, sharing his opinions about it. And I don't know what my relationship would be to the music if I've had one at all without him. Like, I could definitely see how somebody could get some very bad messages from ICP listening to it that young. Mm-hmm. But I was lucky enough to have somebody kind of like school me a bit. But it definitely like shapes the morals about like evil people deserve to be punished. Yeah. The song Simple and Blunt, I think, says it best about that kind of message they have. Like, let our music do the killing for you. You'll be all right. That really moved me when I was a kid. I was like, I kind of see what they're about. Their whole moral thing, the whole how all the Joker's cards punish the wicked. And I grew up Catholic, so, you know, that kind of lined up. And I had no issue with the truth is we follow God, you know? I could see how that would really bum somebody the fuck out, though. I could see how that'd be a letdown. But for me, it was, they were always saying something good. You know, even the new shit, the Yum Yum Fly, whatever the fuck, like, I listened to that, and I feel like they're getting better at saying what they've been trying to say. Mm. I don't think the music's gotten better, but the message, very coherent, very strong, I think. I thought the same with Fearless Red Fury. They definitely do have a positive message that's there if you just, you don't have to look that hard.
Yeah, I think a lot of that comes just with age too. Like, I just remember how, just how much I've matured and grown, like, philosophically, like, just over the past like 10 years and shit, you know, like, you're going to, that shit's definitely going to come out in your writing, you know, if you're an artist or whatever. So I'm imagining that's part of what's happening there. And, you know, thankfully they still have goofy, immature shit to say, but they can do it in a little more like thoughtful manner, you know?
Yeah, they definitely influence every bit of art that I do and try to do. That magical element, I think, is very influential. And I think for a lot of people, a lot of juggalos that come from like broken homes and just really shitty situations, I mean, sometimes that's all you have. I'm lucky enough that that's not all I had, but I mean, that shit is powerful.
Yeah. Like,
it's not a joke when people say that it saved their life or just made them feel not so alone. Like, that shit is real, and it's more real for some than others. And I'm glad they have it. I'm glad I had it. It's a good fucking thing they're doing. It's a good thing they're doing, I think. Even if it is fucking Faygo showers or whatever.
Yeah, I think I speak for us both when I say we agree 100%, man. Like, we feel that.
I've always envisioned myself, as weird as this is, like, in my old age, like, on my deathbed with, like, no one around, you know? Like, my wife's either left me or dead. My parents are gone, you know? I have no friends. I'm by myself. And I've always imagined, like, as long as I had, like, some ICP music, I could still get, like, a happy feeling.
No, you know, I feel that.
Even being in the worst situation you could be in, completely alone.
Yeah.
You know, with no one, like,
it'll bring you back, you know?
Yeah, give you that nostalgic feeling, give you that feeling of unity, that magic feeling you talk about, you know. So
fuck yeah, dude.
As dark and weird as that is, I've definitely put myself in that situation and imagined it many times.
Hey, I mean, old as fuck, laying on your deathbed, listening to fucking My Kind of Bitch, smiling up at the sky.
I want you guys to know that what they do and did for all of us, I wanted to tell you guys that you guys have done that exact thing that you just talked about for me.
Oh, yeah, man.
Thanks, man.
Like, two big times. And I just wanted to let y'all know, like, that thank you for that, like, Y'all really helped me through some shit. Like,
oh, yeah, man. Appreciate that. Appreciate
that's all. Awesome, man. That's a heavy load you're putting on us, but, you know, we'll gladly carry that, man.
I'm glad, man. I mean, that's what I set out to do. Maybe not necessarily that's what I had in my back of my head, but I was like, man, there's got to be some juggalos out there that we can, you know, at least help and, you know, just
connect with.
Yeah, just have some sort of connection to.
Yeah.
We did our job as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I think a lot of what this show is about is, like, just, again, I've said it a few times, like, we're celebrating ICP, you know, like, and that includes everything, not only their music themselves, but what they've done for us and everyone in the world. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of, they've done a lot of incredible shit for a lot of people. And I think to your point, you know, all of us could use the positivity and help connecting with others that think similarly. And I think that while ICP's done that for all of us, I'm happy, very happy to hear that we can do that for other juggalos too.
Now, would you say you've listened to other juggalo YouTube content and stuff? Would you say that that's lacking in other juggalo content?
I will say that I have tried in the past to find that, but I just don't know any other way to say it. But juggalos don't always make themselves look good, you know, like it's really hard to with a lot of it, you know. You guys, in my opinion, have filled like a spot, a niche that did not exist before. And I just don't know why it wasn't around before. I don't know why you guys are the first to do it. Yeah. Like, there's a lot to say about this whole culture. I don't know why it doesn't exist. They got podcasts for every fucking thing else. Like, you can find a podcast on paperclips. Look.
We're two older juggalos that don't let social media influence us and become cancer. And I think that's what's happened to the juggalo world online.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, I know there's, I'll be honest, I haven't listened to a lot of juggalo podcasts. I've clicked here and there on some of them.
That's one reason why we're the way that we haven't listened to the other shit. We haven't let social media become that to us as far as the juggalo world. And we just kind of jumped into this and brought our old school ways without being bastardized by how the culture's become online.
Yeah. I feel that.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good. I don't even remember what point I was trying to make, man. You're good. I'm just talking. all right. Well, we're going to let you go here in a minute, Marcus. We got a couple more things to cover, then we're going to go over Black Rain, but you're welcome to obviously, you know, hang out in the chat and kick it with us and chill. But you did mention, before I let you go, you did mention that you had your own art. What did you mean by that?
Okay, so I do a few different things. None of them are like super successful. I draw. I recently started animating. If you guys would like some fucking custom animations for the podcast, I'd be very happy to do so.
Hell yeah, Marcus, that's awesome.
I make beats. I rap. I write. I want to be a comic book artist one day. I want to be a lot of things one day. That's what I do. I kind of make stuff. I'm not saying it's good or great or anything, but that's what I do.
We got a lot of shit in common, man. I'm a huge comic book fan, and I've been drawing comic book shit my entire life.
Carver raps, makes beats, fucking draws comics, fucking does painting, art, other art. He does like all kinds of shit.
We probably got a lot more shit in common, man, than you even know.
Definitely. Things that I'm not going to bring up now.
Well, is there anything you want juggalos out that may be watching or listening to check out, or is it still shit you're working on? Or
I will in the future. For now, it's still my little fucking top secret. I will be putting stuff out soon. And
let us know. We'll promote you, and you know, you're true homie of the show for sure, for real. We're anything you want to put out there and show off, man, we'd be happy to give you a little platform to do that.
I'm just interested. Yeah, I'm interested to see it myself, man. I'm always down. Look, for
Carlos in the comments even said drop the socials. He wants to peep the art. I mean, people are clamoring.
All I have is like my fucking Facebook. I have a few animations. Like, I really don't have, you know, I do have a fucking SoundCloud.
Okay.
There's nothing to it but to do it, man. Trust me, I know art and music is fucking hard.
Yeah.
It is really hard to get your shit sounding good, looking good, and an artist is always going to be there. You're always going to tear your own shit up. I do that too, and I know how that is, but man, there ain't nothing to it but to do it. You just got to make a decision, get that shit, put it out, whatever you can, man.
Yeah.
My SoundCloud is just Marcus Rodriguez. I got like 3 songs up there. I got lots more I haven't put out, but yeah, if people want to check that out, I'd be very, very happy with that.
That's what's
I'm not
up,
a juggalo rapper, but I'm a rapper who happens to be a juggalo.
We feel that 100%.
That's the same way we feel, man.
that's a safe bet, man. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, Marcus. We really super appreciate you hanging out, man. This is a great talk, and we look forward to talking again. All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Thank you, brother.
All right, man. That was so cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Cool dude, man.
How cool of a fucking guy is Marcus? God damn, that guy.
Super fucking cool, man.
Awesome guy. All right. I mean, he was giving me the feels, man.
Yeah, man. Super fucking humble dude, man. You could tell he's got a lot of, you know, he's got a lot of emotion. He's got a lot. He's got a lot inside there.
Yeah.
You could tell that's kind of walled up a little bit. And man, if he just, you know, if he focuses that and lets it go, man.
Yeah, it's in there, man.
I could see a lot of shit come from that.
We'll be following you closely. Let's see. Let's check out the comments real quick. It's a good dynamic. Appreciate the props, Alexorcist. Carlos says he makes music and art too. He loves connecting with like-minded folks. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man. We need to get a community together of artists that I really would like to do and do some sort of like comic book run.
Ooh,
I'd really like to do. And it doesn't have to be like a Juggalo comic book run, but maybe something influenced by the Juggalo culture. Maybe create some characters. Doesn't really have to be ICP, another ICP comic book.
You just want to brainstorm and like get the juices flowing other jugs.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, comics right now are complete shit.
Yeah.
The industry has fucking tanked because of the SJW shit. Disney owns Marvel and they fucking SJW'd out like... Comics in Marvel are fucking terrible.
I haven't really been keeping up lately.
The industry is terrible, especially with DC and Marvel. There's still some good shit coming out of Image and some other stuff. But, man, there's so many good indie titles coming out right now. If you could get a team together of an artist, colorist, inkers, or whatever, man, put something together that is actually quality and doesn't have some sort of fucking propaganda agenda to it. That's the type of shit people are wanting right now in the comic book industry. Yeah. They don't want some bullshit with an agenda. Mm. And that's all there is right now.
Yeah, man. You got to start networking with some of these juggalos.
Man, I'd love to, man. I'd love to.
Well, you'll have to hop on the Deck One Delt. So any cool creative artists, juggalos out there, let's start connecting. I did want to share let me see. I want to talk about my pin. Hold on. Let me pull up the guy who has the picture of it. This is the actual artist. So I wanted to make sure I shouted out the right people. Also, this guy is the one I'm going to show you guys here in a moment. Hold on. Don't lose me. I just want to bring up a picture of it. I'm going to show you mine. But by the way, I ordered my Butthead shirt. Still didn't come. Still waiting on that. I was hoping to wear that this week. All right. Here's a good picture of it. So this Juggalo, his name is Dizzle517. Number 5 on Twitter, right?
Is that 5 supposed to be like an S, Dizzles?
Maybe. I was trying to click the picture. Why the fuck didn't it load? All right, so he makes these pins. I'll show you mine.
It's like it's loading.
Yeah, this shit's taking forever. Yeah. So here's mine.
No, there it is.
Oh, okay. Look, he makes these other cool ones too.
Damn, that I like that skeleton hatchet man. That's really sweet.
There's a skeleton hatchet man, a hatchet man Santa, and he makes these fresh ass like ICP ones with Shaggy and Jay. Like it's like Run the Jewels. Like Shaggy's holding the chain, Jay's holding the fingers. But I really love the detail. The tattoos are on point. So yeah. I got one here. I'll show the viewers
that,
here.
You know what? That it might be rotoscoped in a way where he took an actual picture
and
like drew over it, simplified it and stuff.
Yeah,
probably something like that.
I would assume so, but it's still very, very dope. And I was happy to give him my money. Here, I'll show you my pin.
Yeah, that's fucking sweet, dude. I love hat pins, man.
There it is. Got it in the mail the other day. What did I say the dude's the artist's name was? Oh, I didn't say it.
Dizzle.
Well, that was the guy. So I told him, I was like, I'm going to give you props on my show, bro. He's like, well, you got to give the artist props. I just, you know, fronted the money for it or whatever. I was like, oh, okay. Where was he? Atomic Art. Etomic Art.
Atomic Art.
Yes. Follow them. He makes some, or I don't know if it's one dude. He makes some cool art. Look, he has a weird picture of a Violent J.
Is that a pin? That looks like a pin.
It does look like a pin. That's super dope. I didn't actually go to Atomic Art.
It looks like the carnival colors, the pink and blue.
Yeah, maybe. But you were saying that you were asking if he had more. He only had one more.
Okay.
But he did say he had a couple more Hatchet Man, a couple more Santa Hatchet Man. But you know, I wasn't gonna buy a pin for just myself, dude. Yeah. Knowing you're a hat pin guy, so I got you one too.
Oh shit! Did you really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man!
I know you were all excited about it earlier. I wanted to spring it on you.
Fuck yeah, dude! That's 57 out of 100. So he only made 100.
There you go.
Hell yeah, man. That's cool. That is cool shit.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate it.
Man. Yeah, and always, man. I know. Carver always has the coolest hat pins and shit. He's got like big giant ones and stuff. So I wasn't going to be a bitch and order just one for me. Come on.
Yeah, I came in and I saw it on your hat and I was like, man, that's cool as shit. Fuck yeah, dude.
That's cool. Hold on. Is your mic working?
Right. Is it? Is it?
I think it's working.
If, yeah, it feels like it's Hold pretty on. Low.
There you go. I wonder if you've been low that whole time. Sorry.
I might have been. if I've been low, guys, I apologize.
We'll fix it in post. It's all right.
But yeah, I appreciate that. Hat pin. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude.
You know what? It's cool because we're going to start. I don't know how. I don't know when. But I feel like I feel a J moment coming. I'm going to start saying we're going to do shit when we have no plan
Let's do
for it.
It.
But we're gonna make some hat pins, man. We're going to make some of our own custom shit here.
Fuck yeah, man. That'll be so
sweet. I want to figure out how to do it, man.
Do you want to, while we're on the subject of art, last thing before we get into Black Rain, do you want to show the viewers what you've been working on all fucking week?
Yeah, so I started a project, and it literally took like a week. Like each day it took me to finish one. I'll just get right into it. It was just kind of an idea I had with, what I did was I took Tom Wood printouts of Tom Wood's art. I'm sorry, Tom Wood. I didn't buy them. I just found high quality images online and
you're not selling these. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to sell these. I printed these out and, I wanted to frame them. So what I did is, you know, I framed them.
Made your own, like, custom frames. Oh, you slap them with the flip around.
Yeah, they're double-sided. And I took, you know.
So for those listening, it's the Tom Wood Carnival of Carnage art is what we're looking at. He has two different designs.
Yeah, so there's the one side that's kind of like the poster, and then there's the one side that's the card.
Yeah.
So I just kind of wanted to make my own version of the Joker's card.
You got like these custom logos in the corners and shit.
Yeah, and I had to draw and cut out everything. I had to measure, draw, and cut out all this shit. It took a long time. Everything you see besides the printout is custom measured and cut. Nothing special. It's not made out of wood or nothing. It's all just cardboard and like arts and crafts shit you can get at like arts and crafts stores. But I would like to do something out of wood one day.
Hell yeah. So that's Carnival. Of course, you got more.
Well, yeah, of course. So that's good old Ringmaster. Had to do some gold trim.
Yeah, that one's dope.
On that as well. Put that around.
Hell yeah. I love the gold foil on that one.
Yeah.
Looks, makes it pop. So dope.
Yeah, I had to do that.
See, dude, Tom Wood's art is so fucking incredible.
Yeah, man. I fucking gotta be one of the coolest Juggalo artists. I mean, probably is the best Juggalo artist there is.
Yeah, I've never seen anything better. There's a lot of artistic Juggalos out there making cool shit, but I don't know if Tom Wood even is a Juggalo if they keep paying him, but...
Oh, they're paying, dude. That dude makes bank off his shit, man. He's a fantasy artist. He's done a lot of shit.
But I wonder if he actually like cares about ICP or...
I think he does. He's been on other Juggalo podcasts that I've seen before.
Oh, you said he was on Carnival Spirits, right?
Yeah, and I believe he's also on CPN.
Oh, okay, wow, cool.
Yeah, he's pretty active in the community.
It's a fucking Malenko.
Good old Malenko.
So one side's got like a pretty basic border, then you flip it around to the card side, and it's got like a badass like extra border. Like you're pulling sneakies on them.
Yeah, I tried to do like the... And I took an element from each card to use.
Hell yeah, Jewish like star, symbol. Of course.
Yeah, I was thinking for the Malenko, I was like, what do I want to use? A wand? Do I want to use the bird? You know what I mean? So I thought about all of them, and I was like, if I'm going to use, you know what I mean? If I'm going to use a bird, I don't really know. So I just, the star was good for me.
Yeah, yeah. Could have used like the feather.
Could have. I thought about that actually after.
Throw it in the trash.
Throw it in the trash. So this one I like to call the sperm one because these look like sperms.
They do look like sperms. The Jekyll brothers. Look, it's supposed to be fire, obviously.
Yeah, I pre-cut these and I was going to use them for something else. And then I was just like, fuck it, I'll use them for that.
You're going to use them for your sperm project? What the fuck is this? Oh, Zoom meeting.
I was going to do a how to use sperm. yeah, so I stuck the little candles on that one.
That one's sweet.
Yeah,
very
kinda
dope.
Like that one.
Max Rebo giving you props.
And then this one is kind of fucked up from the green screen, but this is blue and with clouds on the border. God
fucking damn, Wraith.
That is fucked up.
Yeah, it does look all... I mean, whatever. I need to get better lighting.
Yeah. it's clouds. But...
Yeah, that shit's so dope.
I used the book for that one, so...
Yes, the book. What is that mystery book, by the way?
I don't know. He's coming out of the book.
Remember? Is that a Bible?
I don't know. Maybe. It may be. My my wife saw this and she was like, that looks real culty. It's like real cultish.
Yeah, it does. I mean, with the hand, like, come on.
Well, when she saw the actual Wraith image of the cloud coming from the cloud, she was like, is that the devil coming like out of the clouds? That looks like real culty. I was like, it's supposed to be like the Grim Reaper taking you to heaven. I don't know.
Dude, like you should make. we could have a whole episode of just like your wife like asking you like incredulous questions about like your ICP habit.
It's funny, dude. I'd like to do like listening streams with her and just her commenting on
this
shit.
So funny, man.
It's fucking hilarious, dude.
Oh shit, that's awesome though, man. I'm glad you made those. They're incredible.
Quick little unboxing.
Okay. Oh yeah, let's do that.
Do this quick. Nothing special, but I just got this. This is my first vinyl.
Ooh.
I ordered, so finally got it. I don't have any vinyls, guys.
First ever vinyl?
My first ICP vinyl. Okay. Come on, guys. No, but yeah, first ICP vinyl. I didn't jump on the train when they were releasing them.
Yeah.
So now I got to pay a fucking buttload of money just to get one.
But that one's sweet. It's like the gold. It's supposed to be the gold records, right?
I haven't looked at the record yet.
Oh, yeah. Let's see them. I want to see those suckers.
I don't know what the record looked like.
Max Rebo, we talked about that on our Hell's Pit Shangri-La episode. He says Shangri-La has horns, Hell's Pit has no horns. I always thought that was weird. Yeah, we agree.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck the no horns wraith. No horns wraith can kiss my ass.
Suck my balls, even.
Yeah, so sorry. I'm covering up your face.
That's all right. I don't need to be seen. Just only my eyeballs.
So I like how they kept the old school look. It kind of would have been cool if they would have done the gold, but that's too new school.
Yeah, no, I actually prefer the matte. Like, that is the original, you know? That's fucking sweet like that.
And I haven't looked at the discs, but man.
Ooh, they named the sides of the vinyl. I see that right off the bat.
That looks old school as shit.
Yeah. They did that on the cassette tape. I remember talking about that. Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, man, that is cool as shit.
That is so shiny and cute.
It's very cute.
Are you going to scratch on it?
No, hell no. Come on now.
Come on, dude. Wait, what?
Come on.
Come on. It says macabre and it says macabre on both sides.
It's probably heckle on the other one.
Oh, there's two fucking vinyls. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's two vinyls.
Dope. Dude, I want that so bad. Now, I'm jelly.
Yeah. Let's see if it does say heckle. Yeah, it says heckles. Did they do that with all the tapes?
I think so. Like, they... Back then, I read something that said that they actually put them, like, they designed the track layout in such a way that, like, one side was, like, one, like, like exhibit or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
The heckles and macabres.
That's pretty cool, man.
That's cool as shit. A lot of little detail, too, on these labels.
Yeah,
like,
what is that?
Like, candy and balloons and shit.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
So that's my first vinyl. I want to get them all, but, man... Good luck finding fucking Malenko and Wraith and shit.
They're like, pricey.
Yeah, man.
But that's fucking sweet, dude.
So there it is.
Very tight. I want that so bad.
Yeah, I want to get all of them, man.
The only ICP vinyl I have is Tunnel of Love. I think I've shown it on the show, like on an old episode, but...
Probably a Tunnel of Love episode.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, man. This was a cool little gift.
Yeah, man. Appreciate always. Let me double check, make sure I didn't have anything else to mention on my notes. Nope, that's it. Oh, I had the Jug of Crow 17 was Todd Usher Cockerham.
Usher Cockerham.
Todd Usher Cockerham. I had a note about that. All right, man, let's just kind of fly through Black Rain. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time. The bulk of the show was hanging out and shit. I really enjoy the... Hanging out with the Juggalos, man.
Yeah,
that's been my favorite thing so far.
It's fucking very cool.
Yeah, that was good shit. All right.
Now, keep in mind, this album, I haven't listened to this album in like 10 years.
Yeah?
I do remember when it came out, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I was actually listening to it today for the first time and in years. Oops, I almost typed years. Black Rain.
I remember not liking it as much as Tales from the Lotus Pod,
of course.
Obviously. Of course. But... I do remember it being pretty good, and it actually having some real nice production on it, from what I remember.
Oh, and by the way, I have that copy of it right here. We can look through the book. Here, I'll let you look through the book. I got the actual CD right here. It has, like, the track listing on it, which is cool because the original Tales from the Lotus Pod, first Dark Lotus album, didn't have a track listing, so you just had to guess at what the fucking songs were called.
Yeah, it was just all black.
But this one has it, like, right on the fucking disc. That's kind of cool. It's all shiny and shit.
That's a cool booklet.
That booklet is dope.
To go. I will say this. I've always hated that hand.
Yeah, me too, man. Right from the very first time I saw that, I hated it.
I hate that hand. It's so fucked up. Like, the wrong fingers are the wrong sizes and shit.
I mean, it's obviously the decision they made to do that, but it just, it doesn't make it, like, creepy or anything. It just makes it dumb. Like, the fucking fingers look like sausage links.
Yeah, I wish they would have done, like, an actual cool-looking hand, and it would have been a lot better. But either way, whatever. There's a weird sausage-looking hand on the cover, and it's behind us now, and it looks like... looks like a slimy backdrop.
It does look slimy.
Nasty, slimy backdrop. But
I will say, I remember when I got this album. It was at Media Play. I went the night it came out and bought it. Drove home. I put it in on the way home and listened to it. Very exciting day because loved Tales from Lotus Spot, obviously. This is the second Dark Lotus album. We were all so hyped.
Yeah, I remember the release date and the, up to the release date as well. We're pretty hyped about it.
It took a few years. Like, it was like at least, what, two or three years in between. It doesn't say anything in the booklet, obviously, because the booklet's fucking just weird pictures. They're trying to be weird and cool, I guess.
Weird and creepy.
But I popped it in right off the bat, man. This intro is one of the dopest intros I think they've ever done.
I do remember loving this intro.
It's so, like, it sets it up perfectly.
Ominous and...
we don't die.
It got the kids, like, it sounds like the chanting. It had the culty weird, like, sacrificial feel.
Yeah,
which I think is what Dark Lotus was supposed to be anyway. It was supposed to be like they were in the hoods and shit, and it was like they were like a sacrificial cult. Almost,
it was supposed to be
right?
Like scary shit. It was, and like, yeah, like weird, like witchcraft, fucking magic with a K type shit.
Yeah, you know? Like, you would walk into the woods and you would see a bunch of hooded people surrounded by a fire, like throwing virgins into it or something.
Yeah, I think that was the vibe they were going for sure. And it worked. They did a good job.
Yeah, it looked good.
I thought an interesting choice was, don't get me wrong, I don't despise it, but having ABK be the first voice you hear on the album was, like, really, like it slaps you right off the bat. Like, whoa, okay, all right. Because if you're not aware, ABK was not originally part of Dark Lotus. It was Mars in his spot. And it's widely regarded amongst jugglers I've talked to that the ABK version of Tales from Lotus Spot sucks balls, right?
The ABK version I've never fully listened to.
It sucks, man. It's bad.
I remember, and I've never even owned it.
Yeah?
I've never owned it. I've only ever owned the Tales from the Lotus Pod.
Yeah, I don't think I own it either.
The red version.
I like pirated it or something. I had the original, but fucking Jason Easterling stole it from me.
This guy brings that kid, man, you bring him up. You've been bringing him up for what now, 20 years?
Dude,
man.
I'll never forgive him for that. Never. If you're listening, Jason, I know you have that shit still. Let me get that. No, I'm just kidding. never did rebuy it, though. But anyways, I digress. But yeah, ABK right off the bat. I mean, I was actually kind of excited to hear, like, okay, a Dark Lotus album with ABK, not just thrown in. Like, I was open to it, completely cool with
this
it.
This one works.
Yeah, absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
It works with him on it.
He fits in great. By this time, he was also, like, well ingrained in the Juggalo culture and shit. Like, he was welcome with open arms. And
plus,
like,
everybody knew that they just put ABK on the original Dark Lotus for, like, just so in spite of Mars, because they were beefing with them, and just so ABK could have, like, a payday.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I always envisioned it as being, like, we don't even want to fuck with Mars anymore. Let's just erase him off the Juggalo map. And,
it's like, you're not erasing. This is one of the best psychopathic albums that has ever been released.
Yeah.
No one's going to forget it. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I think that was kind of, like, the vibe I got, though. But,
like, you're the one that nutted in your pants when you heard Mars and decided to throw him on in your fucking supergroup immediately. Like, you're in!
Yeah. That was really
and
I
then
hate
he
you.
Showed up. And then he showed up everybody on the fucking album for the most part because he was a great rapper.
Yeah.
And now you hate him. Like, sorry.
Man, what I wouldn't give for, like, an alternate universe where Mars just stayed in Dark Lotus.
Yeah.
I wish Mars would have had a psychopathic release at some point.
I mean, he was a fucking great rapper, dude.
You know he's, like, a Christian rapper now?
Yeah, yeah.
Have we talked about him before on here?
Slightly. I remember, like, when he put out the diss to him. And he said he was the six Jokers card.
Yeah, I remember
and shit.
That. Yeah, like, he was the real Dark Lotus.
Yeah, he put out some hard disses on him, man.
But they were corny and gay, man.
I don't know, man. He was a pretty good disser, I thought.
Let's see. So Black Rain, the song, I really like. Good song. I have nothing to say, nothing bad to say about it.
Yeah, man, I remember.
It's a good intro song.
I remember really liking this album. I don't think much has changed.
There's definitely a few songs. I say this every time, I know, but there's a few songs I don't care for. We'll get to those. But there's quite a few I love, and several I remembered that I loved today.
Yeah.
I forgot that I loved.
Yeah, I know there was a couple that I really liked.
I really, really, Kaboom might be my favorite song on here.
Yeah, I do remember Kaboom being
great,
man. The chorus, I can make it thunder. Yeah, I do remember
that. So like,
I haven't thought about that song in years.
Let's vibe to it for a second. The beat is incredible. I wish we had like liner notes to actually look at the production and shit.
Yeah, who the fuck produced this album?
And Jamie comes right out the gate on this song. Like,
yeah, I remember Jamie shining in this.
Yeah.
Like more so than he did on like a lot of shit.
I agree. Spitting the black rain. Ugh, that's so hard, dude. God damn, that's hard.
In my opinion, Mars was great on Tales from the Lotus Pod, but I really remember Jay shining as far as like psychopathic mainstays. I remember Jay being like the main shining star on the first one.
On Tales, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
And then on this one, it was Jamie.
I agree with that too. Yeah. I do. I remember that again listening to it today. One thing I will say is like, I think this might be the album that Shaggy raps the worst.
I remember as well.
He's like barely off beat on like every song. Like he was obviously doing that on purpose. Like it was a stylistic decision at the time, but like it was so out of character and strange. And like it, to me at the time, even as much as I loved him, even then, it just seemed like he was like not trying.
Yeah, I remember when this first came out. That's what I thought. I was like, man, it doesn't seem like Shaggy's real. I'm wondering if this was. I have no idea what the timeline of Shaggy's drinking problems like at the height.
Mm.
Maybe it was around this time.
Maybe. Well, let's just assume. Paul's going off here too. This song is fucking very dope. Here comes Shaggy. I think. This song is not that bad. Make the earth crack. Notice my hatchet blade is sharp as a razor. It split the spine of many a haters.
Six pounds. I do remember his shit being out.
Oh, I like his verse on this song, actually.
Yeah. And when I go to hell, I'll pimp the devil like a bitch. I can't remember that shit.
Alright, this song's great, man. I could listen to that song on repeat. That's Me is pretty dope. That's alright. That's Me. Jamie's doing his like horrorcore voice on this song though. What are you looking up? Liner notes?
I'm trying to find the symbols that these represent.
Oh.
I think they're chakras.
Oh, okay.
I think they're Buddhist symbols for chakras.
Oh, Brian Boyd did say Shaggy was in his drunk days back then.
Was he?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But
yeah. That affects your rapping. I don't give a fuck who you are, dude.
Yeah, oh yeah, for
like
sure.
Alcohol, drugs, and shit like that, it really affects how you sound.
He's, Brian's been in our comments on some of our videos, dropping all kinds of knowledge.
He's
been schooling us.
I like this song a lot as well.
This song's dope. I have to assume this is mostly Mike P production. Maybe some Fritz.
That's Me. Oh, that is. That's Me.
Yeah. I was rocking out to this song in the shower today. I was like,
I'm thinking.
I was like this.
I'm wondering if this is astrology. I don't know why I'm so. I'm obsessed with these symbols.
Well, that's the kind of shit we should probably like figure out before
like,
the show.
Yeah,
cool.
I want to figure out.
So we could drop the knowledge on y'all.
I forgot about what they are. But they look, I mean, they definitely look Indian, like, Buddhist India.
Let me take a glander. Oh, yeah. Intriguing. And yeah, they couldn't have just made this shit up. I've seen, like, this symbol before.
Yeah, they're definitely, like, Buddhist symbols.
It's hard to see, but this is the symbol. You can't see it. I can't. Anyways.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm curious, man. Like, if you find anything, let us know. Yeah, this song's tight. I think Shaggy's rapping all fucked up right here. Hold on. There's one song where it's like egregious. Yeah, there they
That's
are.
That's them right there.
This song's okay. Or his verse on this is okay. All right, I do like that song though. Consume Your Soul. Who was in the comments shouting? Oh, Corrosion actually. Echo Sign Fee was saying. This song's okay. When I was listening to it earlier, I was like, they're just doing too much on this song.
Yeah. What, this one?
Oh, no, no. Actually, I take it back. I think it's Corrosion was where I had that opinion. This one's actually okay.
Yeah, this one I really like.
Ooh, it's got some scratching.
Yeah, I really like this one.
Yeah, this song's dope. I am into this song. What y'all think? Electricist Love, That's Me. Ooh, Echo Side said he's going to definitely rock this album again soon. Glad
yeah,
we...
Man, yeah, this, I mean, this album is... It's got that sound, man. It's got a cohesive sound to it.
It like I don't, Juggalos don't really bring this album up a whole lot, but it is it, at the time and even I think today, most Juggalos are probably fond of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
ABK dropped some of his hardest bars on this album, too. Ooh. Opaque Brotherhood, Age Well. What's up, Ian Undercover? He's a homeboy, too.
I don't think I like the hook to this back in the day, but it's okay now. I kind of like it now.
It's all right. I'm not a huge fan of the J part that we just heard, but this part's cool. Opaque Brotherhood has aged well. Yeah, I need to revisit Opaque Brotherhood and the newer one. What was it? Water, air, earth, wind, and fire. Something.
Yeah. But yeah, these are all legit Buddhist symbols.
Okay. These That's what all, you're learning over there?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. These are all legit Buddhist symbols.
And there is Buddha on there, right? He's in one of those pictures, right?
Yeah.
I thought I saw him. I thought maybe on the other side. Oh, look, this is an image in the background here. Oh, yeah, look. Isn't this... That's not Buddha? Oh, no, that's a random, like, Mayan statue or something.
I mean, every fucking Indian... this looks Mayan, but these are Indian.
Yeah.
They're mixing cultures here.
I'm curious what that image in the background is.
Yeah.
What is this? What is this, Jugs? Looks cool when it's all laid out like that, though.
Yeah, They just straight up said, hey, let's mix some cultures.
Yeah.
Let's put some Mayan temples and some Buddhist symbolism.
That side is cool as fuck.
And some Christian symbolism.
Yeah. That side's cool as fuck. Yeah, really. This side's cool as fuck. The other side's pretty gay, though.
Yeah. It kind of looks like a bad Photoshop job.
Yeah. Oh, Jay spits on this song.
Oh, yeah. I remember this verse being really good. Yeah, I like that. I want the soul that controls you trapped in my dimension.
All right, I'm moving on.
Yeah.
This song was one that I forgot about that I love off of this fucking album.
Yeah.
She Was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This song is so fucking... This song is so dope, man. This is one of my favorite songs on here, too.
Yeah, this was cool shit, man.
There's probably like 5 songs I absolutely love off of this album. This is one of them.
Yeah, there's some good shit on here, man.
Should have seen a man.
He did a pretty good job on this one. I like his verse on this one.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I like the woo-hoo.
Yeah. No, he's spitting on this. I mean, I was shitting on him, but I guess he only does it on a few songs now that I think about it.
Quit jumping to shit.
I know.
Man.
I'm shitting on the guy that gave us props. I'm such a piece of shit, dude.
One of the symbols is the parasol, the golden fish. The conch shell, the lotus, the urn, the infinite knot, the banner, the wheel. I think that might be all.
I think those are on No Man's Sky.
Really?
Some shit like that.
Dude, a lot of entertainment steals from Buddhist symbolism. But yeah.
Never coming back, and she was. You want to know one thing that's always annoyed me about Dark Lotus? I don't think we've brought this up.
What's that?
I love the logo, the cross. I used to have a sticker of it on my truck. But I've always been annoyed how Dark is 4 letters and Lotus is 5. I understand the cross is supposed to be the T, but wouldn't that make it say Daturk also?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do that.
I'm wondering, like people who didn't know said Dark Lotus, maybe they might read this as Laos.
Yeah, I would guess so.
Dark Laos.
I would. The first time I would read that, if I didn't know who it was, I would definitely think that.
Yeah.
I've never liked that as a design choice.
Yeah, I mean, they wanted it to be symmetric.
I get that. I mean, I don't blame them. I don't know of a better way to do it, but it's just a pet peeve.
What you could do is you can put like a line through dark or underline it to make it go over the cross, and then this like be connected to the cross.
Something like that would work.
To the cross. Sorry, if I'm not talking.
I would probably just put a T on Lotus if it was me, and like just squeeze them together a little bit.
Yeah.
Just have it in the middle. I mean, fuck it. Yeah. I don't know.
Coming back.
And she was. It's Dark Lewis. Dark Lewis. That's funny.
What'd you think about Dark Lewis? What did you think about Blaze on this album?
I think he spits. He's just as good as he ever was. I mean, I don't think he's doing anything revolutionary on here, but I mean, this is around One Less G, like Clockwork Gray album time, probably. Not Clockwork Gray, whatever the fuck.
Colton Grundy.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, he was spitting back then. I mean, he was holding it down.
Oh, yeah.
All right, anyways, this song's great.
Man, Madrox, or not Madrox, Monoxide was dope on this shit, man.
This girl that I love, carry me to murder.
Man, they were, God, dude, they worked together great back then, man.
They meshed well.
Even when one of them was lacking, the others brought them up.
Yeah, you're right.
Like Shaggy. Shaggy lacks on this album, but it just the album brings them up.
I agree, man. All right, Corrosion.
I like this song. I do like this song.
Isn't this one Gang Rags? I don't think Gang Rags came out till like, shit.
Gang Rags.
2010 or something stupid. Monoxide spits on this
Monoxide
song.
Fucking spits, bro.
This beat is hard, too. I will give him that.
I like it, man.
I like that, like, weird clanging. Now,
I mean, it's that. This is fucking dope. Monster. I didn't like Shaggy's verse on this.
He at least raps on beat. Maybe not.
Yeah, it falls off a couple lines. A couple of revolutions, it falls off.
Let's see. Blaze's new album's growing on me. I need to check that out. I didn't know he even had a new album. I'll peep it.
Fuck it.
I think I listened to Gang Rags like once.
Rotting souls.
Yeah, this song's pretty dope. It's got everything. Scratching, clanging.
So this album peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Top Independent Albums.
Dope.
I'll try that. I'm on Wikipedia.
Yeah, dope.
Number 71 on the Billboard 200.
Wow.
So, ain't too bad. It came out April 6, 2004. So it came out, what, the same year? Same year Hellspit did?
Yeah. So it was in April, which wasn't, it was well before The Gathering.
Yeah.
And Hell's Pit came out in late August.
Producer, Fritz the Cat, Mike P, Isham, the ROC,
oh, wow.
Lavelle, and Dark Lotus.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So Mike P. So, yeah, there was a bunch of different producers on this, but I don't know. They made it fit all together.
They had a Dark Lotus of producers.
Yeah. It sounded... We've talked about having a shit ton of producers on your album can sometimes fuck it up.
Yeah.
But for this one, it seemed like it worked pretty well.
I think it works well because it's there's not like a theme, really, one. And because it's so many different rappers, I think it kind of leads to a lot more openness, you know.
I always liked this verse. His imagery, man, was... Do it, man. God, his voice, man.
He's doing his fucking I like it when he does it sometimes. Like, have you heard that song? Hold on. Have you heard that song, Buckets of Blood?
Yeah.
That's he does
dope,
it on that.
That's a dope song.
Song's great.
That video is sweet.
Yeah, it is. All right, moving on. This was another one of those songs that, like, it came on today. I was like, oh, yeah, this fucking song's
I don't remember this one.
You will once it starts up. That song is so tight. My First Time is what it's called for those listening.
Oh, the first time killing somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The subject matter is so tight. The way they did it is tight as fuck.
Yeah, this was a good one. This reminds me of a Hell's Pit kind of sound.
Sure.
And dump them down a well. I try to feed off of that until I couldn't anymore. By my 16th birthday, my total had grown to 4. I ain't afraid of you,
but be afraid of me. It's very, it reminds me a lot of Marsh Lagoon.
Yeah.
Which is like my favorite song on Green Book.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well. Marsh Lagoon kind of sound, for sure. A lot of stuff in that era. Green Book, this, Hell's Pit, kind of all has that.
I was in control until the blood. Oh, that's just so tight.
Had to clean up. I don't know. Sometimes Jay, when he sings, man.
First time. Someone else's. They always give ABK the words, the lyrics with the most S's in them. Yeah, Shaggy's not the greatest.
But
on
the
song.
First, what was I thinking? But she kept talking, man. Suffocation. Yeah, man. Shaggy was just, he didn't give a fuck at this point. He was just like, man, let's do it.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's see. He said the lyric. Jay starts off saying, I finally took someone else's life first. And that makes no sense. Does that mean he took his own life before he killed? Oh, let's go back.
Yeah, that is a good little observation right there.
Said my first. Let's analyze this.
Do you think that psychopathics should have grammar coaches before they start to write albums?
Yeah. My 16th birthday, my total had grown to. I didn't know. I didn't hear any.
I finally took someone. Is that the hook?
Oh yeah, that must be what he's talking. I finally took someone else's. So I'm guessing they're just saying. I mean, if you ask me my opinion on that, I think they just needed more syllables, and that made sense.
Like, they've been thinking about it for a while, and they finally did it.
Yeah, I finally took I think it's more like in the tone of, I finally took someone else's life. Like, not someone else's life. That's just how it's wrapped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? I'm glad we could boil that down.
Well, any English teachers out there, or, you know, let's see if we can make this happen, get them grammar coaches.
Yes. This song's dope. I like the beat. This is like the happiest song on this album.
Yeah. I don't think I was ever quite a big fan of this one.
It's fine. It's kind of weird.
It's fine. It's not my favorite.
Red Scar. It's just like...
I like the concept, but I wish it was too little. Kind of a different beat.
Sure.
I like that part.
Mm-hmm.
That little synthy sound right there. Might be strings. Keys, man. Yeah. No, those are keys.
I just want to wait till I get to the hook. I'll move on. I can freeze fire tonight. That's just dope.
I do like the hook. The hook saves it.
It's just dope.
I got my battles in the moonlight. No, I do like the hook on that one.
I've always liked this song.
I love this song.
Hell House.
I'll tell you what, from here on, this is where my favorite part of the album. This is probably my favorite song on here.
Really?
Yeah. I fucking love
this song. This song is great. I was never a fan of, like, the beat, I guess. But
I fucking love that beat. That's one reason why I love it so much.
I love the storytelling in this song.
Yeah. I just love that beat. Turner.
Oh, I don't know.
I just like it.
Oh, he was saying someone else's life first. That's what he's saying. I finally took someone else's life first.
Did Jay say that?
No, that was during the hook.
Yeah, that does.
That is weird.
I mean, they're the Dark Lotus. Maybe they kill themselves repeatedly, and they just when you know before they just kill themselves before they do it. You know,
he just wanted may just wanted to reiterate that it was the first time he's taken a life. I finally killed someone else's life, my first time. But I can't put all these lyrics in there because it doesn't sound good. You know.
Yeah, no, I get it though. It doesn't make. I like I like that. Ian, I skateboard back and forth smoking a jib. Is it jib or jig?
I never
knew what it was.
Who says that?
A J, I think, on his verse.
That was on the first.
And that is one of the more memorable parts.
Wait, that was on the first verse? No, that's Shaggy.
No, I think J's is the last verse.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Jay's verse on this.
Now let's go back a little bit. Okay.
It's for sale. The backyard is a cemetery of bodies, and if it rains hard enough, you see the top of their noggins. They got trees that they hump bodies from. It's frightening. Some nights I hear a gurgle of gas and ropes tightening. It's always great verse. In the sky, and the sun never shines. House covered in vines, and the smell coming out of that yard will choke a pig. I skateboard back and forth, smoking a jig. I always that remembered that line, man. I fucking love that line.
I love how he rhymed whatever he rhymed with ropes tightening. That like that's a dope fucking lyric,
dude. That whole verse is dope. That's one of the most memorable verses on the album.
That is
that's
tight.
One reason why I love that song. See, I don't know, man. This song
it does give me a very great vibe.
This song kicks for me, man. This slams. I love this shit.
I mean, you could just imagine them in the studio, like writing this, rapping it. Ugh.
Great concept, man. Yeah. It's a good shit. Now, Jump Off Walls. I mean, like, both of these songs right here back to back are fucking fantastic.
Yeah?
I love both of these songs.
I don't remember this song much. I didn't get this far when I was listening earlier, I don't think. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
This song is dope as shit. And you know what it reminds me of? The Labyrinth. There's a lyric, if anybody remembers a Jim Henson movie from back in the day called The Labyrinth, starring Jennifer Connelly and David Bowie.
Yeah.
There's a scene in that where she's falling through a tunnel of hands.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And the hands are making faces and talking to her.
Yeah, I remember that.
And there's a lyric in this song that's like that.
Ah, it's probably a shout out to it. Interesting.
I think he just says, I'm falling through hands and I can't remember.
Oh, I want to hear that because I haven't listened to this probably. I never watched Labyrinth until I was an adult with my kids.
I grew up with that fucking.
I don't know why. Pressure release from my head when you. I'm not huge on this song.
Another good verse on here. I like this.
I'm sorry, but you gotta die. Oh, the hook is tight, though.
Jump off, and I'm about to jump off in. Do it again. Yeah, I like this shit.
Come with me.
It's an open concept. It's not like a focused story, but it's still a cool concept. I think it's this. At the bottom, I don't know, but I'll find out when I get there. Hands grabbing at me, but I'm dodging them all. Slicing each and every wrist with my hatchet as I fall. And if I reach the bottom with my life intact, I'm a climber to the top and go right back. See, I love that verse because his whole verse, you can see him falling.
Yeah.
In this,
like, it's describing it like perfectly.
In this abysmal tunnel of hands and shit.
Yeah.
Which is that exact scene from Labyrinth.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's I love that verse.
That is a tight verse. I've never really paid attention to that verse. Yeah. I mean, some of these verses, like, I listen to and know even some of the lyrics to, but I never really, like, put together, like, what the fuck they're saying.
I think that's a standout Jamie verse.
It's pretty dope. All right, I'm going to move on, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Let me
oh, this is a bad Shaggy verse. Let's listen to that. Hold on. Too close, you might lose your mind. If you look too close, your head could explode like time bomb. The
place really did he say time bomb or mind bomb?
Mind bomb? Sell their souls through the underground. After the six, will I see P kill himself? Is ABK a real warrior?
I don't know and I don't care. Just remember me with my fucking lotus. Now, the sixth
very lazy verse.
The sixth had already come out, right?
Yeah.
It's like after the six, Will ICP. Yeah. It's like, damn, where, did you pull this verse like out of your ass, or was this like one you threw away and you just re-pulled it out?
I think he's just talking about people speculating about him, but
yeah, that's probably what it was.
All right, fuck that. That's the song is okay, but
I like that song.
This song I'm not huge on too, from what I recall. Let
me really?
Fast forward a little bit.
I liked it, man. This was one of the more feels type of songs. Like, it gave you kind of like a feels. Spooky imagery.
This shit's tight.
That's a good little melody he got on that. Yeah, another standout Jamie verse. Like I said, man, Jamie owns on this album.
This song is dope. I like this song. I forgot about it. That shit's tight.
It's a good melody.
Yeah, it is. It's just a chill and like, yeah. This is a good song to like smoke weed to.
Yeah. a lot of times, man, they can't find the melody just right on some of the songs, but some of them they hit them perfect.
Yeah, this one's a good one for that. I can feel them looking at me. I can even hear them talking when I'm trying to sleep. Sometimes they start spinning or just closing
in, and it's just too much to be. Nah. I can't win. Don't grin. Yeah, this is more of like a depressing, like, oh my god, the walls are closing in on me. But I like the sound.
No, I do too. It's kind of a departure from a lot of the rest of the album. But
clang bang. I like that line. He punches the walls to leave stains so the next guy falling can at least see things.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
That's a good lyric.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, Jay's writing was fucking incredible back then.
It was.
This is without a doubt my least favorite song on the album.
Probably mine too. That beat is just God, that beat is.
I think the hook is lazy and bad on this. This chick singing is terrible. Moaning and loving doesn't even close
to
rhyme.
I'm
sorry.
I'm just saying he was off for a while.
Yeah, you're right. He made it. I was going to point out something funny. He said we popped in that one movie Ghost. When I was listening to Shaggy and the Creep last week, he's saying like they've been like watching a movie and talking about it. He's like. Some Keegan mentioned something he like hadn't seen. He's like, I see. There's all kinds of shit I never see. I never see fucking Ghost. I never seen this.
Fucking liar! Come on, dude. Did Keegan bring this up?
No, he should have though.
He probably don't even fucking know.
I know. Oh yeah, this part
sucks. What do you mean that one line in fucking Black Rain when you said you popped in the fucking?
They don't remember that shit. They probably haven't heard this shit since they recorded it.
Oh yeah, probably not.
Doornail Dorothy. She was the neighborhood ghost.
I don't think I this was a skip. I skipped this one literally every fucking time, dude.
Yeah, Ian said it's rough. This is nearly unlistenable. We're with you, bro. Let's just skip it. Let's just move on.
Yeah, that one's.
But it's sandwiched in between fucking The Walls, which is tight, and Pass the Axe, which once again is it's probably one of the tightest Dark Lotus songs ever made.
Yeah, Pass the Axe was a anthem.
Yes.
It was an anthem.
I remember them, we went and seen him. Did you go to the Black Rain tour? Which I think I had my shirt.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And during that tour, every concert they were dressed differently. Do you remember that?
I don't.
Like, so one show they'd be dressed like they're in their robes or whatever. But when they came to ours, they were dressed in the potato sack hats.
Yeah, I remember that.
And lumberjack fucking clothes, which I didn't understand like why they were doing that.
I don't either.
But anyways, I remember them on stage. They had like a little hatchet and like they were passing it around while they were rapping and shit.
They might have just said, hey man, on this tour, like our clothes stink. We're wearing the same shit over and over. Let's just come up with, let's just make different costumes. That way we can at least rotate.
Maybe. I remember they had the first time we saw them, they actually were wearing the masks. I remember Jay threw one of them out in the audience.
Yeah. Didn't they have the whole robes and shit too?
Yes. But I don't think they wore the robes the whole time. But they had, I mean, they looked like fucking Slipknot up there with the mask, with the cross. And then like.
And then like the little dreadlock things coming off the mask.
And you couldn't tell who was who.
Yeah.
So it kind of sucked like seeing them like that. But then when Black Rain came, they still had their faces covered. So it was hard to tell. But my point is,
we've seen him at least one other time where they just had the painted face.
Yeah, what,
that was the in-store. It was the in-store.
The in-store.
They, I don't know if they saw him on concert where they painted the face.
Well, they had the Dark Lotus tour. Was that the Hatchet Rising tour?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the Dark Lotus. So
that was the first time we saw Dark Lotus was Hatchet Rising.
Hatchet Rising,
which
yeah.
was like 01.
Yeah.
Something like
and
that.
And that was the masks, right?
Yes.
Or was that the painted face?
Oh, that's a good question. You know what? I might be fucking up. I think they did painted face during that. Then they did this shit, and then they went to mass later. That could be possible,
maybe.
Too.
Maybe. I don't remember.
I don't know. I do remember at that show, though, they played Hatchet Rising. They played Juggalo Family, and yeah. everybody was chanting Joe Bruce.
Hatchet Rising, they had to have had the masks.
Yeah, because Jay took it off,
yeah.
and he had his real face.
Yep. And then,
right.
and then somebody came out and covered him.
You're right. I do remember that. Yeah.
He like took it. He was like, Judge Alonis. And then like the whole crowd was getting the feels. And all of a sudden he pulls his mask off. And everybody's like, oh, shit. And a guy runs out and covers him up real quick and pulls him off stage.
I wonder if that was planned. Like,
I'm sure it was. But it was still cool theatrics.
Yeah. Yeah, that was amazing. That's such an amazing moment.
And that was when there wasn't a lot of fucking footage of ICP without the mask,
yeah,
or the paint.
And God forbid you see him in person
yeah.
with no paint.
Yeah,
wow.
There wasn't a lot of pictures. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, people were chanting Joe Bruce, Joe Bruce. He stood out there for a minute, but yeah, man, that was.
I'm wondering if that's what did it eventually for Twisted.
Chanting Joe Bruce at the Dark Lotus concert.
It's the fact that they would never be able to outshine ICP in a ICP crowd.
I mean, that's
a setting.
That's a big leap to make, but I mean, I guess it's not out of the realm of possibility, at least to like where shit started cracking, maybe.
Now, if I was them and I jumped on someone else's label and they started everything and I saw them chanting the guy that started it all, I would be like, he deserves that.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's going to be those people out there that get jealous.
Yeah.
And go, man, fuck that. We're better than that.
Sure. But you're making some wild speculations.
Yeah, it is. It's wild speculations, but...
But yeah, you might be onto something. I don't know. We didn't even talk about Pass the Axe, but I mean, what can you say? That song's great.
Yeah,
that was listen to
great
it.
Great song.
This song, like, I was kind of excited for because Juggalo Family was such an anthem. We're like, oh, they're going to do it again.
They can't beat that.
And then this song, I was like, what? I hated this shit. I'll be honest.
I wasn't a huge fan. Pass the Axe was the anthem for this album.
Yeah. Yes.
But that being said,
I like what they're saying. I like the message.
Yeah.
But
that being said, you can't, what is it, Juggalo Family?
Yeah.
You can't beat that. That not only became a Lotus anthem, that became a psychopathic anthem.
Yeah.
That just became a Juggalo anthem.
Yeah.
I mean that
went, is that's the definitive Juggalo anthem.
Yeah, that
if you
went
ask
beyond
me.
Lotus.
Yeah, but yeah. So like this song, I felt like they were kind of trying to do it again, almost like it's showing their love to the Juggalos. Yeah. Death don't want you, but the Lotus do 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 do. Like
they should have just left it at Pass the Axe.
No,
that was that was a good enough anthem that you know could have ended well.
All right. Yeah, this song's lame. It's 5.5 minutes long. What happens?
They do thank yous at the end? I can't remember.
I don't remember. Oh, Madrox or Monoxide spits on this.
Hell yeah. Fuck, dude. He goes in on that one.
He does. I'll give him that.
Yeah, he fucking scored.
Yeah,
that.
Monoxide owns that song, man. Death don't want no Juggalo. We got people to see. We got places to go. Death. I hate this shit.
Yeah, it's not the.
It's
greatest.
It's so corny and gay.
It's not the greatest.
Right.
It was a good idea, but it just didn't become the anthem that they probably envisioned.
Yeah, I know. You're right. All right, that was it. Oh, and then there's weird birds.
Oh, yeah, there's the backwards talking, which I don't know.
I never did hear that reversed. Yeah. Anybody know what that says reversed? Let us know.
It's probably promising something they never did.
The seventh Joker's card.
Yeah.
It's coming out soon. Something like that.
Yeah. Now, I was just listening to Juggalo Brothers the other day,
yeah.
And remember the backwards talking on...
Yeah.
Heart moink mirror moink.
Yes, I do remember that.
Echo side.
Yes.
Do you remember what that was? I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but I was just thinking. It was just a little random thought. Like, what the fuck did they say?
I don't know. You didn't know? Yo, I thought you were going to reveal it.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
I don't remember. But either way, I listened to that. And then when the last song came on, Jekyll Brothers, I was like,
Nothing's left.
Nothing's left. I just remembered yet again how fucking great that song is.
Oh yeah, man, that song is a fucking
like
slapper.
Literally one of the greatest ICP songs that doesn't get talked about.
Yeah, I probably mentioned it during that episode. Did it? But did I mention that? Like,
I don't remember. It's been a while since the Jekyll Brothers episode.
But like I was in, I think, ninth, maybe 10th grade when that came out. Ninth grade, it had to be ninth grade. But anyways, I was in theater class, and my theater teacher was kind of like a weird like rocker kind of chick. She was super cool. She liked me because she knew I was kind of like weird, you know? So she was cool with me. But anyways, I always did like everything about ICP back then. I literally wore ICP shirts every single fucking day.
Yeah, you were the ICP kid in school and shit. Everybody knew, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, but anyways, the point I'm getting to is like, we had to do a project on like public speaking. Mm-hmm. And like we had to bring in lyrics from a song to read in front of the class. Like just read, not sing. And like, most kids brought in fucking like masterpiece shit and like stupid shit like that.
Masterpiece.
And I brought in Nothing's Left. And I had this badass, like, it was like a custom made, like, Amazing Jekyll Brothers, like, hockey jersey that was really shiny and shit. It wasn't like an official one. I don't know who the fuck had it made. I was trading shit back then.
Yeah, I was gonna, you had a lot of dope shit back then.
And, but anyways, I got up in front of class and read it. Like, ain't no things that never been seen, you know, whatever the fuck, how the lyrics go on that song.
Ain't no job that ain't been slammed. Yeah.
And like, but what was interesting, mind you, I went to like a all black school. Like I was like the only white kid in the class. And like I was a weird ICP kid, you know.
Independence, yes. I remember.
So they all were like fascinated with like what I was like up there doing. First of all, they all like giggled and shit when they saw my jersey and shit.
Yeah. They're laughing like, man, that ain't no, what the fuck is that? Ain't no Bulls jersey.
But then like after I got done doing my speech, like everybody was like listening, like, oh, like they like my point is like it transcended.
Yeah, so much
so that my teacher, she's like, do you think you could bring that song in and we'll play it for the whole class? I was the only one that she let do that.
Really?
Yeah.
You brought it in? They
yeah.
Played it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember it was kind of funny because at the very
beginning,
I forgot at the very beginning, yeah. They're like, just fucking say something or whatever the fuck they're doing. Like, yeah. They're like cussing. Like,
no, it's like, man, I love this shit, man. Oh, yeah. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Why you always got to ruin the moment?
Yeah, you're right. So during that scene, like my teacher like, kind of looked over at me. I was like, oh, sorry.
Did everybody laugh?
Yeah, oh. Everybody's like, ooh, you know, it's shit. But then, like, then it finally came on and shit. But yeah, that's a great memory I have of that song.
That's
though.
Cool, man.
It was such a fun, cool moment that like I got to be like, I was the weird kid, but that I got to be like kind of cool that day. Yeah, yeah. Know?
So that's cool shit. I never did anything in school with ICP. Like I never did nothing cool like that. So that's cool shit.
That is cool, man. Let's see.
Nothing's left, man. God damn, that's a great song.
Yeah. Echo Side Fiend said it said something about being we believe in life. We believe in life, legit. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So no messages for like future things. They were just like a message, like a we love God message.
Yeah, that's
type
how
of
I
thing, or we love life message.
That's how I'm taking that. Ian Undercover had a funny similar thing. He said that I brought misery to my Spanish class and played Para La Isla for the class.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome, man. I did. There was another time I brought, I can't remember what it was, but we were like in music class or something. We were able to bring in a song, any song to come play for the class or something. I brought in, I had the Hocus Pocus single and it had a clean version of Hocus Pocus.
Oh, nice.
And I brought that into play. And I guess still like, it's still vulgar shit. Yeah. They're like, I mean, just cause if you say like, suck my, you know,
yeah, yeah. You knew.
Still the same shit. Who cares?
I mean, I was one of the music classes I was in. They brought in fucking
I Got Five On. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was like talking about selling drugs and shit. And, yeah. Like they let us listen to that. So,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. That's so
they
funny.
They played it in front of the fucking class. I'm like, really?
That's so funny.
I remember,
man.
Even being back then, like, really? This is not a good taste.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
let me bring my ICP in. How about that?
Yeah, man, that's so good. But like we talked about, like it was the kind of situation where like I couldn't. It was incredible to me that someone would listen to ICP and not like it. So I wanted to put it in front of in every ear I could. You know, like
that's crazy.
You know, that was kind of like my philosophy back then.
I kind of always knew, like, man, I like something that a lot of people aren't gonna like.
It didn't register for me for a while. I remember having parties and shit. Like, I just wanted to play ICP. Like, I don't give a fuck about you playing whatever popular songs. I'm playing ICP.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck that people like knew it, but I just knew it wasn't for everybody. So I didn't try to I never really tried to push it on like everybody. Yeah. If I thought maybe the person was like would be into it, I would try for sure.
Yeah,
but there's certain people you know that would never fucking care. So I was just like, you know, they're never gonna fucking care, dude.
Yeah, I learned eventually.
Yeah.
All right, man. Anything else you want to touch on or speak on? We covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Shaggy endorsed. Listen to the Shaggy endorsed podcast, Deck One Delt, and Beneath the Dirt. Sure, if you want to listen to them, that's fine. But Shaggy endorsed podcast, Deck One Delt.
I'm just happy being mentioned in the same sentence as Beneath the Dirt. Yeah. Shit. Right.
That's the bigger deal here.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Check out. I'm not gonna. There's nothing else to check out. Buy ICP stuff and enjoy it. Okay, that's all we're gonna. That's all I gotta say.
Especially the first deck, man. Deck one, man. I'm telling you, a lot of good shit comes out of deck one.
Yes. All right, man. Let's shuffle the fuck up on out of here.
Slide it right back into the deck.
All right, we'll see you guys later. All right.
Peace. Solid. Juggalo world for us all. Die alone.
Juggalos will carry on.
Swing our hatchets if we must.
Each and every one of us.
We